Don't struggle. I don't want you getting hurt. The ropes are pretty tight. You're strong, so I couldn't risk you breaking free. You understand, right? Sorry, rude of me to ask questions when you're gagged. Let me take that out. Please don't scream. I'll put the gag back in if I have to. Nobody can hear you anyway. We're in the extra sports equipment shed and everyone went home from practice already. If you insist on being so noisy when I'm trying to have a conversation with you, then this is going back in. There we go. Now you have no choice but to listen and nod. I know this is out of character for me, but I had to do something. Waiting and being the mousy shy one didn't work, so I waited until after practice, and when I called you over to the shed because I had something to tell you privately, I kind of hit you over the head and tied you to this chair. Not easy, by the way. You were, like, really heavy for me to pull sitting upright. I wasn't lying, though. I really did want to talk to you privately about something. Okay, it's about Heather. I've noticed you two are getting closer lately, and, well, I don't like it. No, I hate it. I hate her. It makes me sick. She got your attention so easily when I've been the one admiring you this whole time. Fetching your water bottle, staying to watch your practices even when I'm dead tired from drilling routines for hours. I've seen the work you put in, your dedication, your focus, I've seen it all. And she doesn't care. She didn't even notice you before. I did. She never noticed how you step up for the other players, how you lead the practices. I waited so long for you to see me like I saw you. But you saw her instead. You were kind to me, but you never looked at me like that. Like you did at her today during practice. It scared me. I was afraid I might lose you. And I can't lose you. So I can't be a shy little pathetic girl anymore. I have to be brave. I have to take what I want if you won't give it to me. I want your everything. Your time, your attention. I want you to look only at me, like I'm the only thing keeping you on the ground. I want you. I know this is drastic, but I didn't know what else to do. You didn't notice when I hung around or dropped little hints when we talked? No. Small actions won't work. They didn't work. I needed to get you alone. And that was tricky because you're always surrounded by people. Don't get me wrong, that's one of the things I love about you. You're a people person, and you're kind to everyone. They all love you. Not like I love you, though. I adore you. I love everything about you. To them, you're just a pretty thing to look at that's nice to them. Only I really know you. Much better than that vapid bimbo. Even if she is head cheerleader, I'm better for you. Hell, I'm a cheerleader too. I can do the same thing she can. And I can focus only on you. That slut will spread her legs for any half-decent guy. But I want you for more than sex. Although, having you tied up like this is much more tempting than I thought it would be. I thought I'd be able to handle it, but actually seeing you like this now? I mean, I've seen porn of people tied up, but getting to knot and twist the rope around your body with my own two hands, your hands behind your back and your ankles to the feet of the chair, is something different entirely. Standing back, seeing you struggle, the rope biting into your skin, knowing I'm the one able to hold you here despite your size and how much you're struggling, it's getting me hot and worked up. You don't mind, do you? Not like you can stop me anyway. Don't worry, I brought emergency shears just in case you got hurt or needed to fix the rope. But now I think I want to use it to get these clothes off instead. Don't squirm too much, I don't want to cut you. Let me just... wow. You're chest is all sweaty from practice. It makes me wanna... Even better than I thought it'd be. I can't believe I'm here, alone with you, licking your exposed chest. I've seen you before, you know. Checking me out when you think I don't notice. So you at least think I'd be a good fuck, right? Even if you didn't see me as a girlfriend. Maybe if we do go all the way, you'll change your mind. But these pesky pants are in the way. I've thought about seeing it so many times. My bedroom by myself late at night, getting off to the thought of you fucking me. Pumping my fingers in and out at the same time as your hips and my imagination. Have you thought about me too? When you're all alone in your bedroom, do you thrust into your hand, wishing it was me instead? We could fulfill both our daydreams right now, you know. You're clearly ready. See all the pre-cum gathering and glistening at the tip. Do you wanna fuck me? Sorry, I couldn't resist. I had to know if your cock tastes as good as your sweaty chest. If I'm not careful, I might become addicted to this part of you, too. Oh, I want to make you back to come. Oh God, that would be the best. Having someone like you who's usually in charge begging just for me. Because I'm the only one with power over you. I don't know if I can handle it. But I'm desperate to hear it. You are? You're shaking your head. Does that mean you think you won't? We'll see about that. I can be pretty convincing. Let me just move my skirt out of the way. I bet I can get you to back easily. Especially when I do this. Oh my God. Oh, I'm all full of you. Oh, I'm completely stretched around your cock. Oh, and it feels amazing. Better than my fingers ever could. Shh, no, don't fight it. Don't fight it. Look, 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 look. Do you see? Oh, do you see how we're connected now? Oh, do you see yourself sliding into me? Oh, this has to be proof we're made for each other. Oh, we wouldn't be so compatible otherwise. Weren't you happy? I'm made for you. Oh, you can mold my pussy into the shape of your dick all you want, because that's what I'm made for. When we're together, I'll do whatever you want. You can tell me your fantasies, and they'll be safe with me. Oh, I always knew we'd get here someday if you just let me. If you just understood how much I love you. Why are you still trying to fight this? Oh, you can barely squirm tied down to this chair anyway. You don't have to hold back now. You can have me, and I can have you, and we'll be so happy together, just like I always knew we would be. Oh, I always knew you'd want me to if you just gave me a chance. But you were blind by that bitch. And now I have to show you. And you do want me, don't you? Don't you? Oh, don't lie and shake your head at me. I can tell that you do. I can tell by how hard you are. And I still want you to beg. I want that you come if you don't beg. We'll be here all night while I edge you over and over until you can't help beg me to let you come. So go on. Beg. Beg for me, love. Beg around the gag in your mouth. Come on. Come on. Come on. You don't need actual words. I'll know what you're saying. Oh, that's it. Good boy. Keep going. You can beg better than that. I want to see you come completely undone. I fuck you. I want to see you pathetically beg me to let you finish. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, you're begging so well. I can't resist. Oh, come for me. 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 Yes. Yeah. This makes us a couple now, you know. Oh, I'm so happy. And you can tell that bitch Heather to back off tomorrow. You've got a girlfriend now.